Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in to the Self-Love Power Hour. I'm your host, Devin Sanders, and I really wanted to talk about this topic today because it really resonated with me as of a few weeks ago, and I really can't stop thinking about it. So, I was actually just scrolling through on Instagram. I was bored on the couch. I was just scrolling. And I came across this quote. I believe it was posted by Stoic Reflections. I'll have to check into that, but I think that's what it is. But the quote said, "You may delay, but time will not." It's a Benjamin Franklin quote, and it was a post that you could, you know, swipe on as well. So in the post, obviously the quote is gold, right? But the next picture I see is a very real illustration of basically, like, it's called memento mori. If you know what that is, awesome. I did not, so I kind of had to look it up. And basically, it's an illustration showing you how much time you've lived and how many weeks you have left. And just kind of based on a lifespan of like 80 years, that's going to equate to 4,160 weeks. So it's supposed to be a tool that is supposed to help you, you know, make the most of the weeks that you have left, right? And the concept is really good, in my opinion, just because it's like a visualization of, you know, what you may have left. And it's very real whenever you can see that. So whenever I saw that on Instagram, read the quote again, I just kind of sat there and pondered, I guess you could say. I sat there and I thought, like, wow, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I doing or like living in my purpose? Am I making the most of the time that I have? And I really couldn't give myself like a very good answer right then and there. So I just kind of continued to keep scrolling, but it kind of sat with me. So I journaled about it and I wrote it out, and it kind of just made me dig deep a little bit. So, you know, I had to continuously ask myself over the last few weeks, like, what am I doing today to get myself to where I want to be? And also in the same thought, thinking like, okay, I'm 28, like I'm running out of time. Well, yeah, you are running out of time, but there's still some time left, hopefully. And so to me, just seeing a visual illustration of like how many weeks you have left, it just kind of makes you like your perspective shift a little bit, because at the end of the day, like, your purpose is everything. Like, what you're doing matters. And if you're not happy doing whatever it is that you're doing, then at the end of your life, you're probably going to be filled with like some regret, I would assume. But, you know, just to kind of give some context as well, my purpose over the last year has really shifted in a big way. It's almost 1 year, 1 year of being out of corporate America. And I just got to say, I feel fucking great about that. Like, I literally feel so good about that, because I used to think that $48,000 a year was it for me. I used to think, like, working 9 to 5, going in, clocking into work, your boss doesn't, you know, give a crap about you, doesn't care about your mental health, doesn't care about anything but you showing up and working your ass off just to be like, you know, not get a raise or not get a promotion, or, you know, just like, just to not be appreciated. That sucks. So I knew whenever I was having such a hard time before I left corporate America, I was having a really hard time, and I used to, like, my mindset sucked. It was really awful. And I was put in a very toxic corporate work environment that was also like very draining. But like now, just kind of looking back and just thinking like, wow, I've come so far in a year, and to think like now I'm absolutely not ever, ever, ever going back to corporate America. It's absolutely not in the cards for me. Highly 10 out of 10, do not recommend in my book, right? Like, fuck that. So obviously over the last year, my situation has completely changed and I made a shift with my mindset that got me closer to my goal. I remember telling myself, like, I don't know what it is that I'm going to do, but it is not this. So I remember saying, like, I want to be my own boss. I want to have my own business. I don't want to clock in and I don't want to clock out. I don't want to be restricted. And I remember saying that to myself, and here I am almost a year later doing that. I'm not clocking in, I'm not clocking out. I, you know, maybe struggling with a little bit, but I would much rather struggle with what I'm dealing with now versus having to deal with what I was dealing with. So, you know, just changing your mindset and, you know, planting those seeds, especially whenever you're in a dark time, it gives you something to look forward to. But, you know, just to be honest, you can kind of, I guess, manifest, because I didn't know what it was that I was going to be doing, but I absolutely knew it wasn't going to be in corporate America. So just the shift of your mindset, it made me get closer to my goal. And here we are 1 year later. I'm in a very completely different industry. I'm making it happen. Do I struggle? Hell yeah. Is it easy? No way. Absolutely not. Like, I'll be honest, I cried last week. Actually, what's today? I don't even know what today is. Wednesday. It's freaking Wednesday, guys. I think I cried on Monday. So, you know, it's all good. But, like, in a good way. Like, it's just overcoming, you know, roadblocks that get in your way and just kind of making sure that you get around them and not being limited. Like, you get to be able to figure out how you do it. And I like that. You know, the journey is mine and mine only. So, basically, circling back to you may delay, but time will not. I'm just trying to convey to you guys, like, don't waste any more of your life not working towards your goals or your purpose. You know, your family time matters. Your mental health, it matters. That job that you're putting in 50, 60 hours a week that doesn't appreciate you, or whatever, that's really not worth your time. I mean, I know everyone needs a job to pay their bills, but there is other things out there that you could do to bring in an income. And, you know, also like what you're doing, you know, time is such a gift and it's so precious. And, you know, even myself just kind of reading this didn't even, I mean, you can say it all day that time is a gift and it's very precious, but like actually having that illustration in front of you, is going to make a difference in my opinion. So it's on my wish list. I'm getting one. Can't wait. So I would say also that I'm like 1/4 of the way through. I kind of calculated it and I feel like I'm 28 and I'm running out of time. Like, it's okay to create urgency in your life to, you know, get to where you want to be. Like, take that massive action and go get it, because at the end of the day, you're going to make yourself happier. You're going to keep promises to yourself. And, you know, it's just important that you respect your time and you do what's best for you and your family. So, also, I want to say, this is a very real quote that I saw as well. It's a Steve Jobs quote. And this is what he says. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make big choices in life. Almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. So at the end of the day, I knew I was destined for more than 9-to-5 W-2 job. I was destined to to make more than $48,000 a year. I was miserable every single day. And I remember being in fear of my job every single day. And when I lost it, of course, I was like really upset and devastated. But I think at the time I was running away from what I prayed for because I was in my comfort zone. Even though my comfort zone sucked ass, it was terrible. But I knew after having experienced that, of not having a job, not having an income, not really understanding what I was gonna do or what impact I wanted to make or what my purpose was, I still knew that it was going to be better than that. So I didn't really have much to lose. So I just kind of went in with what I knew, or kind of like, I just started researching what was going to be best for me and my family. So it's taken me a while to figure that out. I am in a new industry now and I'm still waiting for a couple of things, but I know that whenever I get going and I get started, it's going to be massive. I know that I'm going to make an impact on other people's lives. And I know I'm going to be able to do it while earning a very significant income. So I'm excited about that. And I just want to say, external expectations will no longer dictate my schedule, my life, or my family. And what I mean by that is clocking in and clocking out, telling me I can't go to the doctor, you know, telling me I gotta work Monday through Friday. Like, I don't want to do any of that. I kind of want to work on my time and when it's best for me and my family. So that's just how it is for me. It may not be that way for you, but just kind of giving you a little bit about my life and, you know, really looking back at my mindset from what it was then and what it is now. It's, you know, really intense because I don't even recognize that person anymore. I don't even recognize the person from a year ago. But, I mean, I'm just so proud that I didn't give up. I'm so proud that I didn't, you know, give in. And I always said, you know, I wanted to own my own business or be my own boss. And, you know, it feels really, really good to know that that's the life I'm working for. So go after what you want, work for what you want, put in the work to reach your goals, and don't be afraid to approach that with urgency. And I will leave you with this. I am a very firm believer in everything happens for a reason. And if you're feeling it in your heart or your gut, just knowing that you need to do something different, I really highly recommend you listen to that and explore it. I'm not saying you have to up and quit your job tomorrow or up and leave your relationship tomorrow, but just kind of be inquisitive and, you know, look into what you're feeling and just know that there's more out there than 9 to 5 and the rat race that a lot of people are in. So that's all I have for today. And thank you so much for tuning into the Self-Love Power Hour. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and I will be back soon.